gets 3 goodbye dinners.
Who gets yours next month when they take you away?
Well, I just figure I better feed her good before she gets up to their college and she won't be eating nothing but junk up there.
Mom, you didn't finish the chili fries.
I'll put them in the fridge. We'll have them in the morning.
There's cake in the fridge. Dad, make Mom give us cake.
Woman, my son here wants cake. So is your man. I better see me some cake fetching going on here. Right now. I mean it. Don't make me come over there. Son, I just lost control of the house. It's every man for himself.
I gotta hand it to you, Roseanne. You're handling Darlene leaving pretty well.
Yeah, well, it's been kind of a real special week, you know, kind of cool. And, I've got such a great thing planned for the drive up there on Saturday. We're going to pull over, you know, and have a picnic, and then we're going to get tattooed.
Oh, she's wanted one for months.
I know. We're going to get, like, matching mother and daughter tattoos, you know. She's going to get one that says, I love Mom, and I'm getting the skull with a great big snake coming out of it.
I think I'm going to cry.
Yeah, but I'm kind of worried about how it's going to affect Dan, her leaving, you know. You know how bad he freaked out when Becky left.
Yeah, that was bad.
Him and Darlene, they have that kind of a special buddy thing going, you know. She's kind of like his cool son.
Mom, can I talk to you a minute? I need to ask you a really big favor.
Well, let's see. I let you go to art school, and I let your boyfriend move in. Oh, yeah, and I gave you life. Yeah, I guess I owe you one.
I'll just be out in the kitchen, unless you want me to stay. Well, you know where I'll be. I was just wondering, can David take me up to school instead of you and Dad?
Well, Darlene, of course not.
Well, I was just thinking that if he took me, then he'd feel like he was still a part of my life. And being as you're such a majorly cool mom, a mom like no mom, head mom, my main mom.
Well, you know, this is very important to your father, Darlene. I think you should ask him.
Ask me what?
Dad, I was just wondering if it would be okay if David took me up to school on Saturday instead of you guys.
I don't know. What'd your mom say?
Well, I'm okay with it, but, you know, how do you feel about it, Dan?
Sure, what the hell? Who wants cake?
Thanks, Dad. You're the best. Sorry about those teen years.
Dan, are you really sure? You know, I know you were pretty psyched about this.
Yeah, I know. I'll see her next week.
I mean, but you had, like, the whole day planned.
Well, I'll get drunk and watch a Bears game instead. I'm flexible.
God, I hate it when you do this, Dan. Your daughter comes in here, she walks all over your feelings, and then you pretend like it doesn't even bother you at all. Everyone can see how upset you are. And here you are, just hiding all of your feelings in the stupid cake. Now you've ruined dessert!
I didn't think I'd take it that hard. How am I feeling today?
Aw, it sucks, Dan. How come she won't let me drive her to school?
She's almost 17. Of course she'd rather go with her boyfriend.
Well, she's not even upset about leaving me.
Look, if you're this upset about it, tell her you thought you were cool with it, but now you're not.
I can't do that, Dan. I can't become queen geek now.
Well, then you have to accept it.
But you could become Queen Geek, though.
I don't want to be Queen Geek.
Look, Look, I can't go tell her that I have a problem with David taking her up there, but you could.
You already told her David could take her.
Yeah, I know. So what? You could forbid me to do that.
In what universe?
Please, Dan, please forbid me. I thought you were supposed to be the man of this house.
Oh, you did not.
Mom, I'm home from soccer practice.
Do you smell?
Yes.
Then take a bath.
All right.
Oh, they're all just going to desert us anyway, Dan. You know where we went wrong? We named them. That's when you get all attached.
Well, it's hard for me, too, but kids grow up and leave. And that's what they do.
I'm stuck!
Here, I'll help you, son.
No, 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 wait.
What's this?
Well, I thought maybe you could take me up to school on Saturday, and that way you could keep my car while I'm gone and come visit me whenever you wanted.
Darlene, sit down.
What is it?
I was thinking, maybe we should get engaged.
Engaged?
Yeah.
David, are you asking me to marry you?
All right.
David, this is so stupid.
I just thought that if we got engaged, things might be better. Your mother might even let us stay in the same room.
You're not going to change my mind. I'm still leaving for school on Saturday.
Well, then I'm not taking you.
Why not?
Because I've got a date.
You've got a date. A minute ago, we were engaged.
Okay, I don't have a date. I just want you to know that if you go away to school, then I'm going to be seeing other people.
You're breaking up with me?
No, wait a minute. Now, you're the one who's leaving me, so you're the one who's breaking us up.
Oh, go to hell.
No, you go to hell.
You know, I wouldn't want you to take me anyway. I couldn't sit in the same car with you for 2 hours.
Fine.
God, I hate you.
I really think she needs to be alone now.
I really think she needs a ride on Saturday.
Okay, but no gloating.
Oh, Darlene, I just heard what happened.
You know, I'm going through this huge thing, and all he's thinking about is what he wants.
Well, that's men for you, but listen. We'll talk this all out on our drive up there on Saturday.
Oh, I'm not waiting till Saturday. I'm leaving tomorrow. I want to get as far away from this place as possible.
Well, yeah. Well, so do I. But I can't get any time off work till Saturday. And, you know, I kind of want to take you up there.
Well, I don't care what you want. I never wanted you to take me in the first place. I just want to get away from David. I want to get away from you. I hate this whole damn house. So just leave me alone, okay?
I got to get something out of the car.
Honey. What do you think I want? I want you to go out there and apologize. I want you to tell your mother that you want her to take you to school Saturday.
No.
No, why the hell not?
Because she's just going to go psychotic when she gets up there and she sees that I have my own life now. You know, she's going to rag on everything. My school, my apartment, my roommate.
Yes, yes, she absolutely will. And every time she slams you, you'll know she's suffering. And the only way your mother can deal with pain is to spread it around.
Why can't she just take it out on someone else?
Don't worry, she will.
She's gonna ruin this for me. I'm the one that's going to school. This is supposed to be my big day, not hers.
Darlene, Darlene, Darlene. Where did you get a stupid idea like that? Look, honey, don't go to your mom just because I told you to. Go to her because she's your mother and because she's hurting. Because she's got too much pride to show you her feelings.
Well, that's it. We're going to take you up there on Saturday, and I don't give a flying crap if you like it or not.
Or let her come to you. Well, strip the windows, spackle the ceiling, fix the bathroom door lock.
Name the rats.
Hang in there, champ.
You know, you usually have to go to a movie theater to find floors with this kind of texture.
Darlene, would you come over here and help me with this thing, far away from your mother?
So what did Darlene say about me on the ride up here?
She said nothing, Roseanne.
Oh, she did too, Jackie. When me and Dan passed you on that interstate, I saw her with her face all scrunched up. She was doing me.
She was not. She swallowed a bug.
Socks go in the top drawer.
Why?
Because they just do.
Says who?
God!
I need some help getting the rest of the stuff out of the car. Any volunteers, Darlene?
Ooh, Dad, how subtle.
Your hair's going out the door. You might want to follow.
This is your last day together. You want to leave her like this?
Jackie, everyone on Earth knows the sock rule.
You are taking your daughter to college, Roseanne. You got what you wanted.
Yeah, but only because I made her. She can't wait for me to get out of here.
Well, you're making her miserable. Any sane person would want you out of here. You can say goodbye the right way, or you can say goodbye your way. But you're not going to get a second chance.
Okay. That's the last of them.
So this is it for windows, huh?
Yeah, why?
Well, because too many windows can be bad.
Why's that, Jackie?
Well, the birds. Birds can fly into the windows and die, and windows are very bad for birds.
Well, at least you got a pretty good view. I mean, there's a tree. There's some grass.
Where?
Underneath that dead guy.
Jack, if you want to make that dinner shift, we got to leave now.
Okay. Oh, this is so cool. I'm so proud of you. You know, someday I know that you're going to write this goodbye scene in one of your stories. So when you do, give me something really clever and really wise to say. And maybe a bigger chest.
You got him.
Oh, here's a credit card for emergencies. You can only use it once because your grandma doesn't know we have it.
Got it.
Well, here's some pizza money. Always tip the delivery boy. He is your friend.
Got it.
Here's some Blackhawk games money. Opening game. You and me.
Deal.
Here's some dad money. Just spend it, okay?
Okay.
You need anything, just call, collect, and don't worry. Every once in a while, I'll stuff DJ in a hamper for you.
Head first, Dad.
I'll follow as soon as I finish getting her unpacked here.
Well, drive safe and don't flip off anybody you can't outrun.
Bye.
Hey, Jack, you got any gas money?
Okay, so where do you want me to put your underwear?
Bottom drawer with the socks.
I'm just going to let you do it.
Well, I think we're done.
Well, we haven't made up your bed yet.
I can do that.
You can? Where'd you learn to make your own bed?
Picked it up on the streets.
Well, I'll be damned. Okay, well, I guess I'll get going. I got a lot of important dishes to do. Boy, it's getting dark out there, isn't it? Look at that. It's clouding up. You think it might rain?
Yeah, I think it might rain. Don't you have those really crappy windshield wipers on your car?
Oh, not anymore. I switched them. They're on the car your dad's driving now.
Okay, good.
Well,
you know, since it's late and all, you might just want to crash here to avoid the rain.
Oh. Wow. I never thought of that.
Yeah, you know, up to you. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, either way, whatever.
Yeah, you know, either way, I could go home or stay here. Doesn't matter to either one of us. You know, I don't know. Well, maybe I'll stay.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to go get ready for bed. I'll be right back.
Well, I'll be here.
Okay.
Hey, the rain's waking up that dead guy.
Mom?
Yeah?
So what do you really think of my apartment?
I really think it's cool.
You do not.
Yes, I do. I'm jealous. You're like the first Connor woman to ever have her own apartment.
I wish I could be more excited about it.
Yeah, well, how come you're not? Because of the whole David thing?
Yeah, he hates me now. He wants to see other people.
Oh, they always say that. It's in the handbook.
Well, but what if he does see someone else?
Oh, darling, David really cares about you a lot, you know, and anyway, a boy that short doesn't have that many options.
Mom, there's something I kind of want to tell you.
Okay, I kind of want to hear it.
I slept with David.
Oh.
Are you mad?
I don't know. Was I home?
No.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, geez. Big time grown-up stuff, huh?
Yeah. I was careful.
Yeah, well, I knew you would be.
Are you disappointed in me?
No, not really. I kind of knew all along anyway. I just sort of pretended I didn't so I could, you know, live.
Well, how come it's so much harder to break up with a guy after you've slept with him?
Well, because all human beings connect sex and love. Except for men.
Okay. Were you a virgin when you married Dad?
Yes, I was.
Really?
Absolutely, I still am.
Oh, so you weren't?
No. No. Okay. No.
Wow. My mom's a big tramp.
Don't get so excited, darling. I did it with your dad.
So Dad's the only one you did it with before you married him?
Of course. Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, yeah. I have to say, yeah.
Who else?
I said, yeah.
Yeah, but you were totally lying.
Well, no. According to the rules I have set in my own mind. I'm gonna say no. No, your father is the only one that counted.
Hey, you can't do that. If you did it, it counts.
Hey, I'll tell you whether it counts or not. So... did it count with David?
Yeah. David counted.
Well, that's good.
Thanks for staying, Mom. This is the first time we ever talk, you know, like friends.
Yeah. Well, we could be friends, definitely. Yeah, that'd be good. We'd be friends. You know, Darlene, even if I was not your mother, I would still like to know you.
Bed ain't getting any warmer.
You know, Dan, I'm a really good mom.
No arguments here.
No. I mean like a really, really good mom. Like top five, you know. Giving Mary a run for her money.
Haloed One's got nothing on you.
And you don't suck as a dad.
You're beautiful.
You're horny.
Get over here.
See, you want to be ribbed or tickled tonight?
Tonight, let's not use nothing.
You don't think our lovemaking is dangerous enough?
I want another kid.
What?
You know, maybe the fourth time we'll get one of them worker kids, you know? The kind that, like, support you in your old age and avenge your death, like in movies and stuff.
Ah, fictional child.
Well, I'm going to say this once, Dan. And tomorrow, if you ask me, I might deny that I ever said it at all, but I like having kids.
Our kids?
Remember when Darlene was six and she took one of your unemployment checks to school for show and tell?
Oh, come on. Honey, don't do this.
And remember when Becky was eight and she was singing along with the radio, trying to act real cool, but she got all the words wrong, remember? Gypsies, chimpanzees, we heard it from the people of the town. They
called us gypsies, chimpanzees. And every night all the men would come around and lay the monkey down.
It's not like I haven't thought about this. I just think I'd be a lot more rational about it in 15 minutes.
Okay, well, I can wait 15 minutes.
Oh, what the hell, a fourth one won't kill me?